Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda 6, Adhyaya 15, Shloka 26, 27, and 28. I don't know why, because 26 has a purport, but short. What? Which one is on the board? Tasmat? Okay. Tasmat swastena manasa gatim vimrishya gatim atmanaha dvaite duvarta vishrambham tyajo pashamama visha tasmat swastena manasa vimrishya gatimatmanah dvaite dhruvartha vishrambham tyajo pasham amavisha. Tasmat svastena manasa vimrishya gatim atmanah dvaite dhruvartha vishrambham tyajo pashamamavisha. Tasmat svastena manasa vimrishya gatim atmanah dvaite dhruvartha vishrambham tyajo pasham amavisha. Tasmat svastena manasa vismrishya gatim atmanah vimrishya dvaite dhruvartha vishrambham tyajo pasham amavisha. Tasmat svastena manasa vimrishya gatim atmanah dvaite dhruvartha vishrambham tyajo pasham amavisha. Anyone else? Okay. Padapatah tasmat therefore swastena with a careful manasa mind vimrishya considering gatim real position atmanah of yourself dvaite in the duality dhruva as permanent artha object vishrambham belief tyaja give up upashamam a peaceful condition, avisha, take to, actually it's enter into, but Hare Krishna. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, O King Chitraketu, carefully consider the position of the Atma. In other words, try to understand who you are. Whether body, mind, or soul. Consider where you have come from, where you are going after giving up this body, and why you are under the control of material lamentation. Try to understand your real position in this way, and then you will be able to give up your unnecessary attachment. You will also be able to give up the belief that this material world or anything not directly in touch with service to Krishna is eternal. Thus you will obtain peace. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is factually endeavoring to bring human society to a sober condition. Because of a misdirected civilization, people are jumping in materialistic life like cats and dogs, performing all sorts of abominable sinful actions and becoming increasingly entangled. The Krishna consciousness movement includes self-realization, because one is first directed by Lord Krishna to understand that one is not the body but the owner of the body. When one understands this simple fact, he can direct himself toward the goal of life. Because people are not educated in terms of the goal of life, they are working like madmen and becoming more and more attached to the material atmosphere. The misguided man accepts the material condition as everlasting. One must give up his faith in material things and give up attachment for them. Then one will be sober and peaceful. Shloka 27, because I've been ordered, generally, I don't know why, Hare Krishna, anyway, the order. I have to follow orders, right? They said three verses. I can just read them. We don't need responsive reading, is that okay? Shreen, pardon? Yeah, just read them. Shreen Narada Uvacha Etam Mantro Panishadam Praticha Prayato Mama Yam Dharayan Saptaratrat Drashta Sankarshanam Vibhum Padapataha. Oh, we don't need the Padapat. The words, you want to hear the words? Or just the translation? The great sage Narada continued, just the translation. My dear king, attentively receive from me a mantra which is most auspicious. After accepting it from me, in 7 nights you will be able to see the Lord face to face. No purport. 28. Yat padamulam upasritya narendra purve Sharvadayo brahmamimam dvitiyam visrijya sadhyastadiyam atulan adhikam mahitvam prapur bhavana piparam nachiradu paiti. Translation, my dear king, in former days Lord Shiva and other demigods took shelter of the lotus feet of Sankarsana. Thus they immediately got free from the illusion of duality and achieved unequaled and unsurpassed glories in spiritual life. You will very soon attain that very same position. There is no purport. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Ashtadasha Sahasram Samhitayam. Shashtaskande Panchadashodhyayaha. That's the end of the 15th chapter of 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are the bhaktas and the abhaktas, the devotees and the non-devotees. Mostly, human society, they're not devotees. We all know that. But in the past, there was a Vedic society. And the Vedic society was headed by a king who had faith in Vedas and who ruled according to the Vedic concept, Vedamatam. Then he was guided by learned scholars, Panditas, those who studied Vedas. Aryan Shabda, the word Aryan, especially for Europeans and Americans, it usually means the Germans in the 1930s and the early, middle 1940s. Because they use this word Aryan. But the Aryan word is a Sanskrit word. And it's an ancient word. It's not a modern word. It was not invented by Hitler. Although Prabhupada praised Hitler. That's another story. He praised Hitler because, this is my speculation, because yesterday I saw Prabhupada in one of the purports, he wrote that there's so many books being written about Nazi Germany, but we don't care. It's one of the purports. I didn't memorize which purport. It's in the Bhagavatam. He said that every day there's a new book about what happened in World War II. Anyway, my speculation is that because Subhash Bose was aligned with the Germans to fight the British, so that was a very popular sentiment 75 years ago here. Anti-British, excuse me. And we have one? Do you have more? Hungries. Oh, you're a coconut. Don't laugh. You grew up there. There was a heavy, when we came to India, boy, every white person was Angrez, even today, right? A lot of Europeans are sitting here, there are Canadians, Americans, we're not Angrez, right? You're not British, I think, right? No. So there was heavy, heavy sentiment in this country against the British because of the freedom movement. How did I get off on that? Where did I start from? Pardon? Oh, Aryan. So Hitler popularized this word Aryan by saying the Germans are Aryans. It was a rubber stamp. But Aryan means someone in the childhood studies Vedas. And this is one thing where ISKCON, in order to spread Vedic culture and to follow the tradition, Prabhupada wanted foreign devotees to come to India and learn the culture. But part of the culture, very important part of the culture, and Prabhupada's desire to create a class of brahmanas, was to study the Vedas in the childhood. The Varnashram concept comes from the Veda Samhita itself. In the Shukla Yajurveda, there's a, and I haven't memorized that, excuse me, but description of Varnashrama, Rajas, what is that? Ah, Brahman, Brahmano, Brahma Varchasi, Jayatam, Ah, Rashtre, Ishanya, I can't remember the whole mantra. So in this, our Rashtra kingdom, there should be brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras, heroic women, all are mentioned. The Vedic concept is varnashram. Gita upholds that view. Chaturvarnam maya shrishtam guna karma vibhagasha. So first thing, to become an Aryan, one had to study Vedas, brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas. In order to study Vedas, the thread is given. So there are different concepts that, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnavas never had the thread. And renunciates take off the thread. In the Madhva sannyasis, Madhva sampradaya, they are like the Mayavadis. The thread and the Shika and Sutra, the thread, are renounced when you take sannyas. Because when you take sannyas, you're renouncing the varnashram. The advice of Narada, who's the other one in the purport? Angira. Basically asking Chitraketu to become a renunciate. And in our, this Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have Sanatan and Rupa, who were ministers in the Mohammedan government, Nawab Hussein Shah. They became renunciates. They didn't take sannyas. They wore white. I'm not sure if they kept, in our tradition, the sutra and the sika is kept, even the sannyasis. In the Ramanuja tradition, it's also kept. But everyone cannot be renounced. That Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur propagated Varnashram. Varnashram is not for the renunciates, except at the end of life. And even that, you can argue, is forbidden in Kali Yuga. Sannyasa, what is it? Kalo Pancha Vivarjayet. These five are, what is that? Vivarja, Varja, Varjita. Not allowed. Varjit. In Hindi they say Varjit, right? Not allowed. What's the other word, synonym for that? Not allowed is two words. There's one word. Nishid is, it's a Hindi synonym. It's a Sanskrit word. Nishiddham. Forbidden, that's the word. Forbidden. Five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. One is sannyas. So you want to we want to recreate Aryan civilization. So that's based on Vedic concept. Bhagavatam upholds the Arya civilization idea or ideology. Daivi means spiritual, transcendental. The word divya can have different, you can call them interpretations, but I would say it's, according to the context, different understandings. Right? In the Gita itself, Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam. My birth and activities are divya. So divya in this case is transcendental, spiritual, not material. Janma is material. Every day, right, people are being born and people are dying. Ahanyahani bhutani gachanti yamalayam, right? Day and night, death. So in order for death to take place, there has to be birth. But divya janma, janma karma chame divyam, it's something else. Then same Gita, the word divya is used in another way, right? No, you don't know. You heard this verse. Te tam bhuktva swarga vishalam. Before that, Trai Mam Somapaf Puta Papa Yajnaya Rishtva Swargatim Pratayante Te Punya Masadya Surendra Lokam Ashnanti Divyan Divi Deva Bogan. You know this verse, some of you. No? 9th chapter 20, 9:20. Tetam Bhuktva Swargaloka Ne Traimam Somapav Putapapa. The Vedic civilization, Trai. Those who follow the Vedas. Sometimes the Vedas are called Trai. We have a god brother, he's living in Italy. Oh, your ancestral. You know him, Trai Das? Trai Das, they used to call him mistakenly. Trai Das. Living in Italy, he's from the United States, but he's been living in Italy for, my God, 35 something years. Trai. He has this name, Trai. So there are four Vedas. Trai means three. How is that possible? Pardon? They say that there are three mantras, three types of mantras in the Vedas. Therefore, different type of chandas. This is what I heard. Trai. Or it may mean Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda, and the Atharva Veda being kept separate. Trai Mam Somapav Putapapa. So the followers of the Vedas perform yajnas. Yajnayar Ishtva. Veda Dharma, Vedic Dharma means yajna. Sacrifices. Agni Hotram with the fire. Then offering of soma in that yajna. In order to do that, you should have studied the Vedas. In order to pronounce the mantras, you would have studied Vedas in the childhood. The ladies also learned the Vedas, but by hearing the Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, especially the Brahman ladies, they wouldn't memorize the verses by recitation. Not recitation, what's it called in English? Rote. Is there another synonym for rote? Anybody know a synonym for rote? Rote is hardly used, huh? Rote means repetitive, huh? Repetitive recitation. Rote. So by repeating Veda mantras, that's the system. When Krishna and Balaram went to Avanti, right? Sandipani. Then what did they learn? They learned Vedas. Same thing with the kings. Kings also, Rajas, the Pandavas, right? Gurgaon. You've heard of Gurgaon? Next to Delhi. Guru Gramaha, Gurgaon. Gur in Punjab, they don't say Guru, they say Gur. And Gram is Gaon. Guru Gramaha, where the Pandavas and the Kauravas learned from Dronacharya. They learned Vedas and Dhanuhu Bo, Dhanurveda, military science. So, Trai Mam Somapav Putapapa Yajnayar Ishtva Swargatim Pratayante Te Punyam Asadya Surendra Lokam. Having obtained Punya, Punyam Asadya, Punya, pious, the results of pious activities, the fruit of pious activities. Te punya dei, te punyam asadhya, Surendra lokam. They go to the planet of Indra, Surendra lokam. Ashnanti, they eat. Ashnanti means to eat. Eating is a type of enjoyment, right? It's the most common pleasure, eating. Ashnanti divya. Now, same word is used. Divya. Janma karma chame divyam. Ashnanti divyan. What wonderful eating or wonderful enjoyment. Divi. In the planet of the demigods. Diva. Diva, divi. How is that saptami ekvachanam, grammatical explanation. Locative in diva, dv. All the Indians know this word. We foreigners, we don't know this word, because when somebody leaves his body, divangat, diva, divam, to the heavenly planets, gata, divangat, went to the heavenly planets. Right? Divangat. You might have heard in Bengali, they might say that, right? Divangat. Divi deva boga, deva bogan. Divyam, divya boga. Wonderful, transcendental? No, it's material. It's in the material world. Same word is used. Divya, divi deva boga. Ashnanti divyan. Divyan is bahuvachanam, plural. Many wonderful bogas in the heavenly planets. So this question we asked Prabhupada in Vrindavan long time ago. Is it better to worship the one God of the Western religions or worship the demigods? Worship of the demigods, yajñayar ishtva swargatim prartayante, usually means that people want to go to Indraloka and enjoy. Right? They pray to different devatas and they follow this yajna vidanam, offering sacrifices. Then he said it's better to worship the demigods, because by following the Vedic system you get gradual elevation. And he told us these Western religions are the religions of the meat eaters. Now Hindus eat meat, especially Bengalis. Isn't it? Fish. So what is the difference? Cow killing. Killing of cows. Any meat is bad. Fish is also bad. Some Bengali preacher told me, he said, the problem in Bengal, everybody eats fish. It's very difficult to preach to the Bengalis. Everywhere, all over the world, people eat non-vegetarian food. So they are abhaktas, they are not devotees. They are ignorant, agyaninaha, agyanis. Today, a few minutes ago, I was looking at the newspaper online. I'm sorry, admitting my weakness. So one of the top leaders of the Congress party, anyway, I no need of mentioning his name. Oh, he was the chief minister of Madhya Pradesh, so now you can understand, if those of you who know Indian politics can understand. Congress party, not the BJP party. So he said that one of the top Hindutva leaders, who's long gone, was in favor of killing cows when they got old. Even if that's true, it doesn't make it right. But this is the type of logic that's being employed by the atheists. So at the time of these kings, Chitraketu or any Raja, they didn't allow slaughterhouse of any animal. But now slaughterhouse is very common. How to re-establish this Vedic civilization, Varnashram civilization? Everyone cannot renounce, that is the thing. You see, so there is, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada actively propagated Varnashram. And if you have a Varnashram, you cannot renounce. For the most part. And if you focus on renunciation, then you cannot have a focus on the Varnashram, that's for sure. Because you want to live in a forest, if there's any left. I think they're not in Vrindavan anyway. They make high-rise skyscrapers. Oh, they're doing that here too. So where will the renunciates go? Gaurkishore Das Babaji types. He was wandering Parivraja. It's possible for a few, let's face it. And we, yes, our sampradaya encourages this type of renunciation. But to actually do it, Prabhupada gave Babaji initiation here in Mayapur. You brothers were there, I imagine. But that fellow who took Babaji, he was my temple commander when I joined ISKCON in 1973 in Chicago. And Prabhupada told him he only had 6 months to live. That was the story. Sit in the corner, chant 64 rounds, don't do anything. Remember Krishna, you're going to give up your body. We're all going to give up our body. Then he went for a medical checkup in Calcutta. Doctor said, you're fine, nothing wrong. I'm going to live. So some devotees who heard that, Baba, we're all gonna die. Why are you so happy? But that's the nature of this world. Yes, Chitraketu here is being encouraged, give it all up. And I guess the story is that he gave it up in a certain way. Because he had yoga shakti, he made an airplane, he started traveling. But generally speaking, to give it all up is difficult. So better encourage the society, human society, to become human. Because most of the people are not human in the sense that their activities are animal-like. They're only interested in sense gratification. So the Vedic society, gradually you get elevated. This was the idea. Gradually give up sense gratification. May take more than one lifetime. We're encouraging in one lifetime, but it's difficult. Especially for the majority of human beings. People are coming here, thousands and thousands of people. Particularly here. Vrindavan also, and Juhu. And another place that we don't want to mention because we're fighting them in the court. The big city, ISKCON, has done very well in India in the big cities. Yeah, there are other big cities also where big temples have been built and thousands of people are coming. So what message should we give them? So the message should be Varnashram civilization. Renunciation for a few, but Varnashram civilization for all of these thousands and thousands of people who are coming. Then what does that mean? That someday this present political system should go away. But so far we're not that powerful. Prabhupada said that. We're not that powerful. That we can just abolish the present system. But we can see from this history of Bhagavatam and also from the Indian history, the kings would inspire the public, the general mass. Even a few hundred years ago, right, there was a popular king, Shivaji Maharaj, especially in Western India, he's more well known, especially in Maharashtra. You know, he looted Surat 3 times, so he's not so popular in Gujarat. But he's very popular for protecting Vedic Dharma and opposing the Malechas and the Yavanas. But some Malechas and Yavanas became his followers at that time. That's part of the history. That was 300 years ago, not that long back. And up until the time of the so-called Indian independence, there were kings, Hindu kings. Nepal was a Hindu king. It's all gone, finished. But they had some Vedic, it was slowly went away, unfortunately, but these kings were patrons of Vedic culture. Samskrita Bhasha, Samskrita Sahitya, the six Goswamis were learned in Samskritam. All their Rupa, Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta, all wrote in Samskritam. Then kings kept that alive, that culture. How to revive that? It will happen if we expand the numbers of devotees. That's what we believe. It will happen someday. Now it's not happening. So Chitraketu story. How much of a bhoga did he have? Ashnanti Divyan, Divi Deva Bhogan, in the heavenly planets there's Divya Bhoga, fantastic, almost transcendental, if you want, great, I think is how Prabhupada translated it. Same word. Then Chitraketu didn't have that. With 1 crore of wives. Sometimes Prabhupada says Krishna had so many wives, so many. Dashamaskanda, the description of Narada visiting all the palaces of Krishna. And how he was interacting with each wife and all of his children in each different palace at the same time. That was the difference. Krishna was in all the palaces, Chitraketu was one. Even though he had many more wives than Krishna, isn't it? Many, many more. Because what is 16,000 and what is 1 crore? 10 million. 1 crore is 10 million. We cannot imagine. Oh, the lifespan was very long. That was the explanation for Chitraketu. Even the materialists understand that it's that Vedic civilization, aspects of Vedic civilization are practical. So there are many aspects of Vedic civilization we cannot follow now due to circumstances. The laws of the different countries allowing animal slaughter, restricting marriage, only one wife, although Rama is only one wife, but not Chitraketu and not Rama's father, Dasharatha. Right? We think Dasharatha had 3 wives? How many wives he had? 3. Those are the main wives. Right? Kaikeyi, the infamous wife. Kaushalya, Rama's mother. Sumitra, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna. How many other wives were there? Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu, putting you on the spot. No, they weren't maidservants, they're called wives. That's true, but there were 350, according to Valmiki. 350. Not as many as Lord Krishna. So there are other aspects of Vedic culture. There are other aspects. We're trying to emulate that Vedic civilization to some extent. Some extent. And everyone is not a king. In the Vedic civilization, everyone was not the king. King had, Kshatriyas had certain, There were certain behavior activities that they were allowed. gambling, which we don't allow. But kings were allowed, and drinking intoxicated, but not distilled liquor was not allowed. Fermented is part of Ayurveda, right? One spoon, if you're sick only. Not that you can just drink it. But Kshatriyas, they were allowed some sort of intoxication. I don't know exactly what that was. So we need to create Brahmanas, but we also need to create Kshatriyas. Vaishyas are already there. Lots of Vaishyas. A lot of people have something to sell. Whoever has something to sell is a Vaishya. Vanijyam, trading. So lots of Shudras, lots of Vaishyas. Of course, mostly Shudras. Paricharyatmakam karma, serving others. So when you talk of Varnashram, you have these four. But there were some kings, they didn't indulge in all those, although Yudhishthir is the prime example of a king, and he did indulge. But there were some who didn't indulge. But they had faith in Vedas, they performed yajnas, they protected Brahmanas, and they protected cows. These were the great qualities of the Kshatriyas. Where did they go? We still see Brahmanas in India who really are learned in Shastras, who memorize all kinds of Shastras, and when the time comes, thousands of verses, thousands of shlokas in the head. But Kshatriyas, can't see them, vanished somehow or other. Yeah, the military is there. You see the army. So maybe they are there a little. They're not in administrative. In the fighting, yes. And that also is very limited. Mostly lasts so many years, it's only internal insurrection that they deal with. External fighting, the days of the kingdoms were a long time ago when kings fought with kings. But that fighting is part of Kshatriya, but the other part is administration. And administration, government administration, is a vast subject. Vast subject. Then those who helped these kings, they were the kayasts. You know this kayaste? In Bengal there are many. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's family was from that community. Then they would keep records for the kings. They were the record keepers. All these communities, this tradition, Prabhupada said this is good, family tradition is good. So that we still have some idea from seeing India, how it was managed, what Varnashram civilization was like. Unfortunately, political power is with those who come out and say this, cow killing is good. This is what they say. When the cows get old, kill them. It's too much of a burden to look after the old cows. Then they are not followers of Vedic culture. They are enemies of Vedic culture. But the world is full of them. They may be Indians, they may be from wherever. So the concepts of Vedic culture to understand are important. I ran out of time. No questions. Half the people left. Maybe it was boring, I don't know. Yeah. You need a mic? There is a mic. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Well, a little story to complement your beginning of the class.
Some years back, I was with Tapa Moy in Vrindavan. We got to meet and be very friendly with Ban Maharaj. So he was telling the story that when he was in Germany, first he was in London, and he met, he was in line, got to meet the king and queen, but there was no response. He had pictures he showed us of his being there with these old, fogey English people who were like not very receptive. So they told him, you want to get response, go to Germany. So he did. So he goes to Germany and he's meeting with Goebbels, and he was preaching in Berlin University, talking about the Aryan race. He's saying that we in India are the Aryans, comes from our long tradition. And so Goebbels found out about that and stopped him from preaching.
Oh.
And he was sitting there watching, he was going to meet Hitler. Hitler's running back and forth in the hallway. And so Goebbels said, listen, there's going to be some action pretty soon, you better go back to India. And besides, don't forget, we are the proper Aryans.
Right.
And so they invaded Poland soon after that, and he landed in Calcutta without a sikha and dressed like a English gentleman. Much a disgrace of the whole gutting him up. So he pushed in hard as he could. We were very friendly at one point until he got out of his sickness and got to be standing and sitting under a picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. He started blaspheming Prabhupada and we walked out and never saw him again. Anyway, that was Gopal, that was Ban Maharaj.
Yeah, at the end he regretted. He regretted his earlier attitude, his mistakes, his arrogance.
I don't know if you know, but his property was owned by Tapa Moy's father.
Oh.
And so Tapa Moy was a student of his when he was going to first college across the street.
In Calcutta or in Vrindavan?
No, in Vrindavan. Then he had a murti made of himself in marble way before he died. So he wanted me to work on it and make it a little bit better. I declined. That's the background. Oh, by the way, Nepal has banned cow killing, Maharashtra, and India's going on the verge of doing the same here in India.
Right.
With the present administration.
What happened when Indian independence from England came into being, right? 68 years ago? 1947. So they had certain topics that were dealt with by what they call the central government, what we in the United States call the federal government, and some topics by the state government. So the cow slaughter was given to the states. So this Vinoba Bhave, Prabhupada attended in December 1976, Acharya's conference there in Maharashtra near Nagpur, a couple hours from Nagpur, Vardha. So Vinoba Bhave had gone on to fast unto death. I think it was after that, for this cow slaughter should be banned. So Indira Gandhi, in order to placate him, because it was all India, he created agitation. So she said, there's a concurrent list, subjects that, are both central and state. So I will put it on that list, she said. So by saying that, he broke his fast unto death. Then it was never done. Then there are two states. See, cow and bull are considered separate in the law. Bull slaughter was banned in Maharashtra, all cattle, but not buffalo, but cows and bulls. And Kerala and West Bengal, they allow cow and bull, only these two states. So one by one now the BJP wants to ban. So today's article in the Hindu, this Digvijay Singh, if you ever heard his name, who was the chief minister of Madhya Pradesh. So he's trying to use logic that Hindutva leaders, like there's one, you never heard his name maybe, Veer Savarkar. Veer means hero. Savarkar was a Maharashtrian fellow. So he was imprisoned on this Andaman Island, that British used to send the political prisoners to the Andaman. You've heard of Andaman Islands? It's in the, you know, between India and Burma, and it's called the Bay of Bengal, Indian Ocean, actually. It's quite far south. From Calcutta, it's probably 2-3 hours flight south. So he became glorified. He was a Hindutva guy. He wasn't an atheist. But now they're quoting him that his old cows should be killed. I don't know if he ever said that. What's crazy? Yeah. Someone else had their hand up? Yeah. We got one, two. Whoever gets the mic first. You got the mic first.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned at the beginning of the class something about Vedas accepting or promoting renounce order, but not Bhagavad Gita. And still, although Bhagavad Gita is our main book in ISKCON, still Prabhupada made so many sannyasis. If you could comment something on that.
You see, Prabhupada assembled an army of preachers. He was also a sannyasi, and Bhaktisiddhanta made sannyasis. But for a very few. Even Prabhupada knew these people are unfit. But when you have an army, then there's a comment by Prabhupada. You see, when a country goes to war, then the officers are even given a higher rank in the war. Right? Like a colonel is made a general, captain is made a colonel. Lieutenant or lieutenant, however you want to pronounce it, is made a captain. So there's a provisional army that's meant for war. So when you're at war, you have to make some officers, you know, to lead the battle. So basically that's what Prabhupada did. And many, many of the devotees he gave sannyas, they couldn't maintain sannyas. Now it's become very strict in ISKCON, and they don't give sannyas easily. And the record is improved considerably. But even if you count 40 or 80 or 100 in the whole world, and if you count, say you take all the other Hindu organizations where there are sannyasis, right? Like the Gaudiya Math or the Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Vallabha Sampradaya doesn't have sannyasis. Prabhupada didn't have kind words for the Vallabha Sampradaya, by privately. Publicly, it was all praise. And then, you know, even in Nimbark Sampradaya, we don't see some Naishtika Brahmacharis, but not sannyasis. So it's very rare. That type of, to live like Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath in Radhakund, who's doing it? People, even our own sannyasis want air-conditioned accommodation. I'm suffering here because I don't have my air-conditioned room. The humidity here, this climate, I don't know how you tolerate that. It's tough. I mean, we're attached to sense gratification. Air-conditioning is sense gratification. It's not natural. It's artificial. The cars, the microphone, the microphone we're using. But I mean, there's so many examples like that. But we're attached to these, even eating. Some people eat a lot and it doesn't show, and some of us eat a lot and it shows. But to give it up, to have a buttermilk like Haridas Thakur, that's all. You know, who can do that? If we say, Jagannath Prasad or Radha Madhav Mahaprasad, yes. And it's heavy. A lot of paneer and paneer sweets. And so it's to be renunciate, but real renunciate is very tough, very difficult. Then who gets moksha? Who gets liberation? Very few. Very few. That's what Krishna says. Right? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvata. Very difficult. There are some, right? It's very tough. But we get some benefit from all these devotional activities, from giving up tamasic food, getting up early in the morning, sattvic, chanting the holy names, even if it's Nama Bas or Nama Parad, it's better than nothing. Oh, it's got to be working. You got it.
Thank you, Prabhu, for explaining the Aryan or Varnashram principles. Just for my own clarification, you said that sannyas in Kali Yuga is forbidden. That statement is there. I heard in this regard His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj and His Holiness Gorgovinda Maharaj explaining that actually that statement is there only for Ekadandi. That means Mayavadi sannyas, not for Parivrajakacharyas. You might like to say something to that. Thank you.
Somehow there's a compromise here, right? Because the Purana, the statement is from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. This Ashwamedha Gavalambam Sannyasa Palapaitrikam. It's the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. I can't remember which Purana. It's from one of the Puranas, Kalo Pancha Vivarjayat. Five things are forbidden. Then that applies to everyone, whether he's a Shankarite, a Shakta, or a Vaishnava. All of them except, some people may not accept the Puranas. There are some, this Arya Samaj, they accept only the Vedas. Even in the Vedas, they say only the Samhita. Then if you have Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka and Upanishad, then they say that these, except for the Samhita, there are some, it's not, is it interpolation? Something was added. Is it interpolation? Something's put inside. Then most of the Brahmins and most of the Hindus don't accept that idea. They accept the Puranas, they accept the Ramayana, the Mahabharata. Itihasa Purana. So Shankara, Mayavadi, the only difference is the interpretation of Vedanta Sutra. But that carries over to interpreting Gita or other philosophical texts. But the concept of sannyas is part of, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyas, Varnashram Dharma itself. So, Kali Yuga is now, we say, Prabhupada taught, Bhagavatam teaches. Then the Varnashram, there is sannyas. That sannyas is not Ekadandi sannyas. The sannyas of Varnashram Dharma is at the age of 75, you go and live in the forest and you die in the forest. Right? Something like that. That's also only for Brahmanas. Then Kshatriyas, it was Vanaprastha Ashram. In the Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they didn't take sannyas. They went together, that's Vanaprastha Ashram. Then they died in the forest fire. Then the Vanaprasthas used to do Tirthyatra. Balaram did Tirthyatra, but he was a Grihastha. But the Tirthyatra is usually for the Vanaprastha. There were no hotels, there were no restaurants. There was, Grihasthas would feed those Vanaprasthas and keep them in their homes for 3 days. Atiti Devo Bhava. There was no fixed time, they would come and they were worshipped as, Deva Bhava. They became like a god. Matri Devo Bhava, Pitri Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. Now is that in the Veda Samhita? I don't think so. That's in an Upanishad or Aranyaka or Brahmana, I'm not sure. Anyway, so no, the Shankara Sannyas, Vaishnava Sannyas, It's some concession, some type of... if you take that for, you know, stricture, that there's no sannyas, then how they're allowing, then our acharyas allowed Madhva, Ramanuja, Shankara. They, some people say it's because of Buddhism. That's one outlook, because Buddha came before Shankara. And so Shankara had to defeat Buddhism. So certain aspects of Buddhism, like Mayavadi, instead of Shunya, it was Nirakar. Similar ideology, but the Vedas were stressed. And Buddha rejected the Vedas. So when you accept Vedas, you accept Varnashram. Now in Varnashram, sannyas is there. So, you can go both ways with that. You can go both ways. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently didn't take the full sannyas, he kept the name Krishna Chaitanya. He never carried the danda. That tradition was started by, or revived by Bhakti Siddhanta. Then all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they, the only ones with the sannyas names, and they were Shankarite names, they were the Ishwar Puri's god brothers. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates and disciples, they didn't wear saffron, right? The six Goswamis are not shown in saffron. But to revive Varnashram. So Varnashram became an important point for Bhakti Siddhanta and Prabhupada as an ideology. So now we are distributing books, converting people to Vaishnava. But in the books, Prabhupada is saying to adopt Varnashram in so many places. So then that sannyas is forbidden, to go in the forest for brahmanas after age 75. But this sannyas for preaching has been accepted by acharyas, so we can't condemn it as such. A preaching title, Prabhupada said. So we're giving them respect. Some of them, most of them in our institution didn't undertake Vedic studies, and same in the Gaudiya Math. That Vedic study in the Gurukul meant that at least one Veda should be memorized. Then you study the Vedangas, right? The grammar, astronomy, not astrology. Jyotisham is astronomy. At least the Vedanga Jyotish is astronomy. Then the chandas, the mantras, the construction, nigantu, nirupta, etymology of Vedic words. Words that are rarely used in Veda Samhita were compiled by Yaskacharya. Well, you've never heard the name Yaskacharya. But it's like that, Vedangas are like that. What else? Nirukta, Nigantu, Chandas, Shiksha, phonetics, Ucharanam, proper pronunciation. You won't get that in Bengal, excuse me. For Veda mantras, the best pronunciation in whole of India, Andhra Pradesh, not Tamil Nadu. They say Yeva, they don't say Eva in Tamil Nadu. The Tamil Shankara is Changara and Ganapati is Kanapati, because in Tamil they don't have 44 aksharas, only 26 aksharas. So you have to know Shankara is Shankara, otherwise you'll say Changara. You heard this thing? But if you lived all your life here, you wouldn't have heard that. Brahmanas in Tamil Nadu will say Shankara. But the low caste people say Changara. Kanapati, not Ganapati. There's no G and K separate Akshara in Tamil. So like that, to have proper pronunciation, Shiksha, Kalpa, rituals, all these Vedangas should be learned after you learn a Veda. Where is Vedanta? Vedanta comes after Veda. Vedanta, the end of the Vedas. First you learn the Veda, then learn Vedanta. But we're not learning Veda. Then where is Vedanta? Then Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta. Vedanta is almost impossible to understand without explanation. It's terse. And right, what is it? Atato brahma jijñāsa anandamayo vyāsāt. What are the other ones? I don't remember also. Just small statements. Then how can you understand it? So Shankara has his explanation. Ramanuja, Madhva, and Baladev. No, you're not studying that also. Even that is a burden. For me, I'm not a great, you know, that's also propaganda. These things are, there's no taste in that. That's why Bhagavatam is all stories that are attractive for the common man. But there is a Vedic standard, and it was the bar was set high, as the English expression goes. The bar was set high. Then brahmanas had to be avadani, avadanam. Everything was kept in the head, memorized. Now that avadanam, you find some brahmanas. There are brahmanas still. They're there. They have no influence in society, unfortunately. No means very limited, very limited. Government doesn't care for them. The rajas are gone. Re-establishing it will take a long time. Re-establishing it. If it can be done. Prabhupada thought it was possible. So it's possible, but it's tough. Tough job. Very tough. Concepts, ideology, and then study and learning, scholarship, and practical application, all of them, all of the things should be there. Wrong ideology is being taught as Krishna consciousness, but we ran out of time. And plus, this is not the forum for talking about that. But it's like that. There's an English expression, the elephant in the room. There's no elephant in this room, but if there was an elephant in this room, then the misinterpretation of what Prabhupada taught is the elephant in the room. Isn't it? Elephant is huge. You can't ignore it. This thing is there. When you have a big society with all kinds of people, then you're going to get someone who wants to twist things his own way. It's going to happen. And we come from the land of free speech, free thought. Prabhupada said that was the great quality of the West. In Russia they didn't allow. Now they allow. ISKCON is booming. ISKCON is booming. When they didn't allow, then it was a great thing that in, you know, USA, Australia, UK, Western Europe, ISKCON could go on the street and have kirtan. Nobody knew what it was. And even our leader says that dhoti looks like a, what is it? Baby diapers. You heard about that? Yeah. Then what was Prabhupada propagating? Ramakrishna Mission sannyasi, right, in New York, Nikhilananda, told Prabhupada, now you're here, you don't have to wear this dress, you can eat meat. He told like that. Prabhupada said, I'm not going to change. Then Ramakrishna Mission, Prabhupada had very sweet words. By sweet, I'm totally facetious. Only Kandana Vachanani. He condemned like anything. But in Bengal, if you say anything, there might be a fight, isn't it? If you say anything about Ramakrishna Mission, you might get in a fight with somebody. So these wrong concepts in the society, this service to man is service to God is Ramakrishna Mission, right? Madhava Seva is Manava Seva. But we are doing it. When Prabhupada wrote, simply food is nonsense, he wrote to Guru Das, 1972. He wanted to feed poor children in Madras, which is now Chennai. And Prabhupada said, if they hear our philosophy and kirtan, well, it's okay. But simply food is nonsense. And we are doing it midday meals. That's nonsense. Prabhupada said it's nonsense. But we are doing it, and the man whose name I don't want to mention is doing it. And it's a big business and getting a lot of donations. Should we do it? I say no. Why? Prabhupada himself said it's nonsense. That is service to man is service to God concept. Right? Feeding the children in the school. First of all, the school is not the Vedic civilization. Prabhupada started the Gurukul in Vrindavan. Then one boy, at that time, he didn't want to study. He was creating a lot of trouble. Prabhupada personally took him to Hyderabad. I was in Hyderabad and said, work on the farm. 600-acre, 556-acre farm. If you can't study, work on the farm. Simple. So, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Hare Krishna. Any other question? It's too late. Thank you for tolerating me. Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Those who stayed are tolerant.